Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Menachos Mem Aleph. We begin 9 lines from the top of the Amud Tana Rabbana. Talis Gefulo. You have a folded garment, so it's a four-cornered garment. But typically, you would put the tzitzis at the corner. Here, it's folded. So what do you do now? You still have four corners, but two of those corners are at a fold. Chayeves petzitzis. According to Tanakama, you place the tzitzis at the current corners, at the fold. Rabbi Shimon Peiter says, no, you can't do that. It's not really the corner. So the talis is pater from tzitzis. Vishavan, now all agree, shim kafla v'tafer, if you folded it but sewed it down, now you have no corners. Shachayeves, of course, you will place your tzitzis at the new corners. Well, tafer pshita, obviously, if it's sewed down, then this is a newly configured baguette, of course. These are the four corners. L'tzricha d'nakta b'sichi. We're talking that it wasn't properly sewn. Had some sort of light stitching or whatever, so you would think perhaps it's not considered a permanent reconfiguration and therefore it doesn't qualify. The answer is it does. Rabba Bar Huna, he came to visit Ikla Lebei, the home of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, and notices that he's wearing this folded talis with the tzitzis placed at the present, at the current corners, at the folds. V'ramilei Chazi, he notices the Hava Michsi talis kpul. He was wearing this doubled over talis. V'ramilei chutiloi kfeilo, with the tzitzis placed at the present corners, at the folds. Okay, if shita, and then he notices suddenly the talis opened up. It sort of unraveled, and where are the tzitzis? By his head, up by the head. V'asachuta v'kam lahandi reisha. Right, so when he was covering himself, now the tzitzis were no longer at the bottom, at the end. They were up at his head. Right, so we have a folded talis, tzitzis at the corners. But then when they opened up, right, instead of the tzitzis, the corners being on the bottom, it opened up and the fold, which was folded, that ended up being sort of by his head, and the tzitzis were now hanging there, rather than at the actual bottom of the baguette. V'as the chutim v'kam l'hadereisha, the chutim, the strings, ended up by his head. Amar leis, he says to, lav hainu kanof t'kasa rachmana by ra'i, that's not the corner that the pasuk speaks about by ra'isa. Okay, so basically, there's no point. Also, shad yisi waniya, remove the baguette. So he accepted this critique and removed the baguette. V'ichsi glimach ritin, he got himself covered with another garment instead of this one. Amalei, so Rava continued with his line of questioning. He says, what are you gaining? So you're no longer wearing it, but it's sitting there and it's not properly, doesn't have proper tzitzis. Amalei, so he says, Misavras Chayves Gaber. Who do you think tzitzis is a personal obligation? Chayves Talos, so it's a garment related chiyuv. The garment needs tzitzis whether or not you're wearing it. So even when it's sitting on the side, Zil Ramila, go put tzitzis onto the baguette. So an interesting discussion, interesting machlekes. Do we say tzitzis is a personal obligation? Only when you're actually wearing the four cornered garment do you wear tzitzis? Or do we say every such garment needs tzitzis, even if it's sitting on the in the drawer? Lema masayale, perhaps we can support this point that it's a beged related obligation from a brayse of the Hasidim. We had yesterday Hasidim Rishon, the earlier righteous people. Kivah she'orgu b'sholosh, as soon as they got three, sholosh means three etzbois, three finger widths of material into their beged. So beged wasn't even made yet. Okay, they were still beginning to weave their material, weave their beged. As soon as they got to this point of three, which is a she or a beged, right away they would run and put tzitzis on it. Matilim b'tcheles, even before it was finished, even before they got to wear it. Evidently, it's a chayvas talis. Well, you can't really prove anything from the Chasidim, Shani Chasidim, the righteous Tzaddikim were the Machmeri, Anav Shayo, they were extra stringent with themselves, basically they kept higher standards, but it is not necessarily a reflection of the actual halacha. Upliga de Malacha. Now Rabba's Shita, that tzitzis is a chayvas habeget, even if you're not wearing it, is in disagreement with the malach. Okay, so the malach disagrees with him. Look at the malach. What was the story of the malach? The malach ashkechel Rav Katina. The malach meets Rav Katina. The michsi sadina. He's wearing a sadin, which we learned the other day. He's potter from tzitzis, a linen baget. So basically, he has no tzitzis on him. Armor lay, so the malach wasn't pleased. He says, you're never going to wear tzitzis. What's going to be with tzitzis? Katina, he called him Katina. Rav Katina, he called him Katina. Katina, look, during the summer you wear this sadin. During the winter you wear the other beged, which has no tzitzis. It has rounded corners. What's going to be with your tzitzis? Right? It's a sadina bekait. During the summer you wear a sadin with no tzitzis. Misarbala, another type of garment with rounded corners, a heavy, thick, you know. Misisva, that you do during the winter. Tzitzis shal tcheles mate aleh. What's going to be with tzitzis? Amalis Rav Katina responded to the Malach. He says, "An shisu asay? Just because I'm not looking to fulfill a mitzvah asay? I mean, if it's sukkahs, you don't sit in the sukkah. If it's sukkahs, you don't shake lulavai and stand. There's a problem because you have a chiyuv. But here, look, unless I have a four-cornered garment, I'm not chayiv. This has no four corners, and it's whatever. It's part of for other reasons. So, are you going to punish a person for not cashing in on a mitzvah asay?" Amalis, he says, "You know, actually, standard procedure is not to hold a person accountable for missing out on an opportunity, but amuli bizman ikar risko, when there's anger in the world, when it's a time of calamity, chas v'shalom, and shinan and shemayim, they punish, they hold this person accountable. You should have sought to fulfill, to find an opportunity to do mitzvah sasei of tzitzis." And that's, by the way, why we wear tzitzis today. Typically, we don't have four-cornered garments, but we look to fulfill the mitzvah. We actually go out and buy a four-cornered garment because of this gemara, because we're meant to look and to seek an opportunity to do mitzvah tzitzis. End of story. Now let's analyze the story. Can we see from the story whether or not tzitzis is personal or beged? Look, iyam esbishlem mechav is gavruhu. Certainly if the chiv is personal, I understand why the malach was not pleased. He says, look, you have a personal need to do mitzvah tzitzis. Hayinu de mechayev. The loy karami, that's why he was held accountable for not putting tzitzis, not finding tzitzis. Eli Amrus Chayv is talosu, but if the whole mitzvah of tzitzis is merely a beged related chiv, look, it's not personal. The beged is not a beged that needs tzitzis. What's the problem? Eli Amrus Chayv is talosu, holoy mechayv is not chayv. Well, says the Gemara, okay, but on the flip side, Eli Mechayv is gavruhu, but on the other hand, you're saying if it's personal, then he's going to be held accountable? For what? He doesn't have tzitzis, he doesn't have four corners. Certainly the Torah obligates a person when he's actually wearing a talis which needs four corners, but if a person happens to be covered with a talis which does not have four corners, which does not have a chiv, does the Torah obligate him to do so? Right? So either way, it's a little hard to understand. Ella, so really you can't prove anything from the malach. Because even if it's chayvas gavra, why, what's the problem? Ella, hachikamli. So apparently the malach was telling him like this. It's true, you're not chayv. But, tatztaki, l'miftar nafshach mitzitzis. Is a person meant to find sort of bypasses? Tatzdaki typically means like a trick, some sort of way out. L'mifter nafshach mitzitzis, to exempt yourself from tzitzis, meaning here you're wearing a sadin, here you're wearing. In Shemaim, they expect a person to look, to bring himself to chiv tzitzis. So whether it's chayvas beged, chayvas gavra, it doesn't really matter. It's irrelevant. The point is, a person should look to fulfill every mitzvah asay that he can possibly fulfill. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, continue on this topic of Chayvas Gavra, Chayvas Talis. So here we have a halacha from Shmuel. Klei Kufsa, Klei over here means garments, right? So garments that are sitting in the kufs and the chest and the drawer, chayav b'tzitzis. You have to have tzitzis on them, even though you're not wearing them. Because he holds it's a chayvas beged. Even Shmuel would agree that if an elderly person prepared himself clothing for after his lifetime, right, shrouds. Shapturu, in this case, there's no need to have tzitzis on it. My Tami, you know why? Because it's meant for afterlife. Asher techasav, Am Rachmana, Torah says tzitzis which are suitable for wearing during lifetime. V'hai lav lechsu yavid. This one's not meant for that purpose. But, says the Gemara, even though while it's in the drawer, it's pata from tzitzis by ishata. But actually, after 120, after when it's actually going to be put on the person, vada reminently. Certainly, we place tzitzis on that beged, mishum loyigla rush. If a person vilifies and belittles a poor person, like a person who is deceased who cannot do mitzvahs, by sort of depriving him of the tzitzis. It's like cursing his maker, so to speak. So basically, we don't want to have the mace feel bad that he can't wear tzitzit, he can't do mitzvah, so we actually put the tzitzit on the tachrichim. So that was in times of the Gemara, but Tosis neither brings that. Nowadays, we don't put tzitzit on the tachrichim, and that's because in those days it was derech to wear tzitzit. People typically had four cornered begadim, so if he's not going to have it, he's going to feel bad. Why am I different? But nowadays, where it's not typical to have tzitzis, we actually go out and buy, right? So it's not a typical thing, it's not a standard practice, so there's no need to put the, actually we hide our tzitzis, right? We when we go to a levaya or whatever. Omar rachva, omar vit, talish nikra. What happens if a beged, a garment, developed a tear? Can I mend it? Can I fix it up? So it depends. Chutz l'shalash yitfar. So you have the beged, and it got a hole or something, right? So I'll take it to the tailor to give it a fix. So things like this. If it's within three, and this gemara, by the way, means three finger widths, three etzbois, that amount of material is considered an amount which qualifies as be considered like the smallest sized garment, shir or beged. That's why we seek to put out tzitzis within that range, right? Not too far from the corner, within the three a mark. Because that's within the edge. Otherwise, if it's too far in, then you have a sheer beged between the tzitzis and the corner. It's not considered on the corner. Okay. So if a tear develops in the tzitzis neighborhood, so it means within three to the corner, I have a problem because upon repairing it, there might be some loose strings, and that might be actually incorporated to the tzitzis, and it's not meant to be so. It's not meant for tzitzis. It's meant for... So if the tear happened farther away, beyond three, that's not the tzitzis area, so you're safe. But within three, that's a problem. Okay? Amar vidam talas shenikra. So talis tor, talis by the way means any garment. Chusel shalosh beyond three, so further into the beged, that's not the tzitzis area. Yitfar, you can sew it up. Toch shalosh within three, which is a tzitzis location. Lo yitfar, you shouldn't sew it up. Tanya mehoch, you find the same in the brisa. Talis shenikra, if there's a tear in the talis. Chusel shalosh beyond three, it's okay. Yitfar, toch shalosh within three. We have the machlekes, remeir emir lo yitfar, which corresponds to our Halacha just mentioned. They're not concerned about this confusion. Yitfar, you're allowed to do it. Now, Veshavan all agreed that in the following case, it would be problematic to repair something in this manner. So let's say you're missing a corner or something, right? So let's say the whole corner tore off. So you want to now transplant. Okay, take another corner from another beged with its tzitzis still on that corner, an amma by an amma piece, and bring it over here and attach it to this beged. And there you go, you fix the beged and you have the tzitzis. You can't do that because the pasuk says, put the tzitzis on the corner of your beged. Now, this corner was not part of this beged when the tzitzis was put on that corner, because this tzitzis was put on this corner in the other beged. So you can't transfer it onto this beged. V'shoven shelo yovi afil amal amma, you can't bring even a huge piece, an amma by an amma, with tzitzis still attached, from one beged and bring it over, transport it to the other beged. You can't bring it from one beggar, the what chelas, with its string still on it, and attach it to this beggar. Rashi says like this. Let's just read it inside. Two lines from the bottom. Mimakamachar, says Rashi, Mimatalas Acharis. Vyesh but chelas with toilaba. I can't do that. Mishum, why? Del kanfe big day in Bainan. Torah says, put the strings on the corner of your beggar. Now, were these strings hung up on the corner of this beggar? No, they were put on the corner of the other beggar. The Kanav said, because this corner, it wasn't from this beggar, Bishasa said, when you put the tzitzis on that corner, it belonged to the other beggar. So you haven't really attached the tzitzis onto this beggar. It was attached to the corner on the other beggar. So you can't do this transplant. It's not going to work. On the other hand, Vishavan all agree, in the following case, it would work. Maybe tchilas mokemach of a telebo. Suppose he has an old pair of tzitzis, and he got himself a new talis, and he wants to save on the strings, and the old tzitzis is still perfectly fine, so he's going to unravel the old strings and now reattach it to the new beggar. That's fine, because he's doing a total new attachment. He's taking raw strings, which had been tzitzis, but now they're unraveled, and he's reattaching them, reapplying them. That's a brand new maisa. It's called hanging tzitzis on the new beggar. That works. Well, actually, tame of sec, because of course you got to make sure that the strings are in full length and not clipped off and shortened. Right? Because you need to have the shiur. Now, Taisis asked, why would I think it's mutter? I mean, of course, tzitzis needs a shiur. So the Rishonim answer, Rishonim Kabetzis brings, we had learned the other day that you can have gardumen, right? You can have leftovers, remnants, right? Shortened strings, but that's only when, the point of the Gemara is that's only when it's remnants of long strings. So you have a tzitzis that was long enough, and then it got shortened and shortened, it's still okay. But here you can't start with short strings. And the chiddush is, even though these strings were really worn out, they got shortened because they were worn out in the other baguette. So originally they were properly sized. Yeah, but that's in that baguette. You can't bring short strings to this baguette. Here you're starting anew, fresh. Got to be the right size. Interestingly, the Braisa seems to allow transplanting strings from one tzitzis to the other. And we're not concerned about, degrading the tzitzis and Shamas Mino Matirun Begad LeBegad. You mean to say you're allowed to unravel tzitzis strings from one begad and transplant them to the other? It's not considered an affront. It's not considered a bezoyin to the tzitzis. No, maybe it's because the old one wore out. It's not going to wear the other one anymore. And that's why you're allowed to. But otherwise, perhaps you can't. As we're going to see later, there's machlekes about it. Tanu Rabbanon. Here comes a new case. Talis Shekula Tchelus. Okay, so we learned the other day that the strings of the tzitzis is comprised of two colors. We have the white, which is min hakanaf, same type as the garment, which is typically white, so it's white. And you have the psal tchelus, the blue element as well. Now, what if your beggar is blue? So typically you would have the same color as the beged, according to this Gemara. So what do you do here? You can have blue strings to match the beged in fulfillment of the first obligation of min hakanav, and then you're going to have blue to fulfill the second element of psil techeles. You can't do so. Torah clearly indicates we need two types. Torah says put the psil techeles in addition on the right min hakanav. So it has to be two colors. Can't be blue and blue. So what do you do now? If your beggar is blue, how are you going to fulfill min hakanav? Tan rabbanon. Talis shekula tchelas kol mini tzivayin in paichin bo. Okay, you can use any color. Rashi explains, because since you can't fulfill the min hakanav 100%, you can't do blue. So any color works, and that counts as in lieu of white as the min hakanav. But chutz mi kala ilan. Don't use kala ilan, which is like a paint, fake blue, which they use to forge the tchelas. So you can't do that. Why? Why can't I do that? I have real tchelas and fake tchelas. Two minim. The answer is Rashi says because others might not realize. And they'll mistakenly think that this is real techeles. And then perhaps eventually this string will end up in somebody else's tzitzis as techeles. So don't get involved in this Kali Ilan and this fake blue. Meisvei, here comes Akasha. Here we're saying Kali Ilan is unacceptable, and it's... Here comes the Braisa, which seems to say, you know what, it's okay. Meisvei, talis ein poita belamina. So typically you have to have the right color of the talis, right? Talis shukolot tchela, but if it's totally blue, maybe tchela d'orach v'telabba, so you have real tchela, and another color. V'kola ilan, what about this problematic, you know, fake blue? Lo yavi, you shouldn't use it. Maybe kasha, if you did it, it's okay. So apparently it's acceptable, and there we say it's not acceptable. How do you work this out? Amarach mar yitzchak, like kasha, here's the answer. Again, the concern is that it might end up in somebody else's hands as real tchelas, right? And he'll think it's real tchelas. So it depends. Lekasha, kam betalas basar bo chutin. If your talas only has the proper amount of strings, so it's four tzitta strings, which are inserted and doubled over, like we have, right? In this case, no concern about using a little kali ilan, because it's not going to end up anywhere. It's going to stay right here. You're not exporting your strings. You need it for your... Kam betalas bashmoyna chutin. But if you have extra strings in your beged, you can do that. Rashi says, there's no issue about toisev unless you make a separate wrapping. But if you wrap it all together, you can have four, you can have eight. You have extra strings. Like people have extra hadasim, you know. So in this case, it's a real concern that one day you might meet your friend who's short a couple of strings, and he might loan him or might give him some of your strings, and he'll mistakenly think that it's real blue. So you shouldn't have fake blue in your tzitzis. Kam betalas bashmoyna chutin. But clearly, it sounds like you can actually export your strings. Shamas mina matirim beged lebeged. You mean to say you're allowed to export tzitzis strings from one beged to the other? Duma di yavad. Perhaps you're not supposed to, but he did it. And you were concerned that he might do it, even though it's not necessarily something that you should be doing, as we're going to see in a minute. Itma. Oh, we have a discussion about this. Rav Amar. So we're going to have three items that are subject to dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, first of all, ein matirin beged lebeged. You may not transfer strings from one beged to the other. It's not kavod to the tzitzis to have them, you know, taken off this beged. Ushmuel amar, listen, it's going from one tzitzis to the other. It's all in the family. Matirin beged lebeged. Likewise, regarding transferring a flame. Suppose, you know, you have a Chanukah licht and you have one flame. Could I transfer that flame to the other one? On the one hand, I would say, no, you can't make use of a Chanukah flame. It's davar shu. On the other hand, it's all in the family. It's going to another mitzvah flame, right? Rav Amar Eimadlikin, you cannot kindle miner l'ner from one end to the other by mitzvahs. Shmuel Amar, you could madlikin miner l'ner. And finally, regarding halacha of davar she'ein miskaven, a person needs to move a large piece of heavy piece of furniture, a bench, but you're not allowed to make a furrow on the earthen floor. So what do you do? Well, that's not my intention. I just need a bench here. It's called davar she'ein miskaven. You're doing a malacha, but unintentional. Is that okay? Again, this is machlekes in Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, ein halacha k'Rav Shimon b'greider. We don't adopt Rav Shimon's position regarding dragging. Rav Shimon says it's okay. We don't adopt that shita. Ushmuel Amar, you could do it. Halacha k'Rav Shimon b'greider. We pass Rav Shimon regarding dragging because it's not intentional. It's not. Amar Abaye says Abaye, kol mila demar. Mar is Abaye's Rebbe, Rabba. You should know always, throughout his lifetime, in all his practices, he would do like Rav, Ovid Kirav, he would follow Rav's opinion, except for these three items just mentioned, Levar Mahanit Las, and these, he went with Shmuel, Ovid Kishmuel, which is, number one, Matirim Beged LeBeged, that's by the Tzitzis, number two, regarding kindling, Madlik Menel Ner, and regarding dragging the bench, Veloch Shimon Grey, the Sanya, what do we have this Machlek? Shimon Oymer Geyre, Adam Mita, Kisei Vesafsal, what may drag? A bed, chair, bench. Even though it's scratching the floor, as long as it's not intending, its purpose is not to make this far. Can one hand his talis with his tzitzis, with the tchelis, to a launderer? Okay, to a geisha, you know, to a laundromat? Is there a concern that he might switch it to fake blue? Ravida Moshele Lekatra, Ravida would give his talis to Lekatra, to the laundromat. We're not concerned that whoever he is, a goy or whatever, will switch it. Rav Chanina avad lo sisa. Rav Chanina wasn't comfortable giving it unless he made a sisa, like some sort of fold. He would sort of knot up the strings, and this would ensure that nobody tampered with them. Ravina chayit lo mecha. Ravina would go a step further. He would sew it into a fold. He would hide the strings in a fold in the beged to keep it out of the way. Okay, now how many strings do we have in the tzitzis? How long are they meant to be? How close to the edge? How many strings? will one put in his baget? Beshama, Imrim Dalad. It's four, as we learned the other day. Gedilim Tasalach. Gedil means two, a braid. Gedilim is double that, which is four, as we do. Ubeisil, Imrim Gimel. What do we say? It's only three in total. Gedil just means one string. Gedilim means two. And then we have the Psil Techeles. So it's a total of three, which are folded into six. Vekamate Mishaleshes, in terms of the loose portion hanging down. How long is that going to be? Vishamar Imrim Dalad, four. When we say four, we mean four etzbois, four finger widths. Ubeisil, Imrim, no, it's shorter. It's only three Gimel. Now, the Gimel Shabbosil, Imrim, we speak about the three finger widths. Achas ma'arba b'tefach shekol adam. So basically, a tefach is comprised of some fingers, right? How many fingers? So it depends what finger you're counting with. So as we're going to see in a minute, a tefach can be measured different ways. If you're using a pinky, it's six pinkies. If it's a thumb, it's four. So here we're talking about three thumb widths. Achas ma'arba b'tefach shekol adam. The number three would be silal, and some say even relates to bishame as well. The point is that we're talking about what type of finger. A finger which would comprise one quarter of a tefach, of a typical tefach. So it's the thumbs, four of which make up a tefach. Amrav Papa, okay, on this formula, what is a tefach d'oraisa? We find a tefach in the Torah. Well, how much is that? How do you measure it? Dalet begodel, you choose to use your thumb, it's four. Shis b'ktana, pinky, it's six. Chamesh b'tilsa. Or it's going to be five using the pointer finger. Okay, so it's basically you end up in this, you know, you end up in the same place. Depends on, you know, which finger you use. Amar Rav Huna, let me give you an easy way to remember how to configure your tzitzis. Dalet, four strings. Besoich dalet, it's going to be within four to the corner, not three. And Mishaleshes Dalet, it's going to be four long. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, he said it's all three. Gimel, three strings. Mishaleshes Gimel, then three to the corner. Mishaleshes Gimel, loose hanging part is only three. And we take a middle root. Amar Papa, what's the Hilchasa? Dalet, four strings, which of course are doubled into eight, as we do. So Shalesh, which is three to the corner. Mishaleshes Arba, four long. Lemeim, the Islu Shiro, do you mean to say that tzitzis strings have a requisite size? Raminu, we have a Braisa, which seems to say it has no size. Even a teeny one would work. Tzitzis. Torah speaks about tzitzis. Ain't tzitzis ela yoytze. What is the definition of tzitzis? Protrusion. Strings hanging out. Ain't tzitzis ela mashu. Even a drop. Doesn't have to be long. In fact, if our olu zikne beishamay, zikne beisilal, the elders of beishamay silal went up to the upstairs, lalias of yoychem ben meseirav, amra they declared, tzitzis ain't no shir. There's no shir for tzitzis. Kayetze likewise, lula ain't no shir. Lula doesn't either have a shir. Let's assume it means literally as short as you want. My love, elashir klal. You mean to say as? Assumingly, it means it has no share at all. Even a small, teeny length doesn't have to be three, four etzbois. Loi, says the more incorrect. Elashir lamalo. There's no maximum size. You could have it as long as you want. Aliyishu shir lamata. Of course, that is a minimum. In fact, you're comparing it to lulav, which certainly has a minimum, as we all know. Because otherwise, you don't agree with this interpretation. How do you compare it to lulav? Kriyetzer, you're telling me, likewise, lulav also has no shir, endless shir. Hachinami, do you mean to say the endless shir klal can be as short as you want? That's incorrect. By the time we have a Mishnah in Sukkah, it has to be at least 3-4 tefachim long. Lulav sheish by gimel tefachim has to be 3 plus another tefach. Kedil and anybody to have that shaking area on top of the hadas and the rabbis, only there it's kasher. So certainly it has a minimum. Likewise by tzitzis. Ela rather by tzitzis also means ein lo shir l'mala means has no maximum. Make your strings as long as you want. Ein lo shir l'mala v'yesh lo shir l'mata. Of course that is a minimum as discussed. Okay, so we spoke about a folded talus. Where to put the tzitzis. We spoke about tzitzis chayvas gavr, chayvas talus. Spoke about the importance of looking to fulfillment of tzitzis based on the discussion with the Malach and Rav Katina. We spoke about repairing the torn beged, how close to the corner. We talked about a blue beged. We talked about material min beged la beged, machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, three things. We spoke about number of strings, closeness to the corner, and the length. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.